I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump's efforts to modify how universities approach business and his efforts to show the technology sector a different path are seeing both new resistance and more support. Let's start with higher education. The elite private universities, mainly on the East Coast, have been struggling with how to deal with Trump efforts to modify, or in some cases, reverse decades-long practices. The administration has used civil rights probes, freezing millions in federal research dollars, withholding of funding in other various forms, the restriction of foreign student visas as leverage. His first targets, Harvard and Columbia, signed a deal over the summer that Trump critics saw as capitulation. But now Massachusetts Institute of Technology President Sally Kornbluth has publicly rejected an offer to voluntarily link Trump's higher education priorities on financing, hiring, and admissions. It has thrown this whole debate into a new focus. The MIT president calling the so-called agreement a one-sided deal. Immediate reaction came from Ted Mitchell, the former president of Occidental, saying that Kornbluth is saying publicly what a lot of presidents are saying behind the scenes. The former president of the University of Virginia says it is very vague at what the advantages are of signing the compact sent to the university. Mitchell now leads the American Council on Education, which represents roughly 1,600 institutions. So some other things that the administration wants: to freeze tuition costs for 5 years, cap their international undergraduate enrollment at 15%, ensure sex is defined as male and female, and ensure that campuses will not weigh in on societal and political events. So it is very true that the costs of education are so high that students come out with huge debt. There are arguments on both sides about international students, but the huge sticking point seems to be whether the executive branch of the national government should be dictating policy tied to educational grants. MIT has opened the door to resistance. We'll see where it goes. And tech. A powerful tech CEO who once supported Hillary Clinton, a business tax for homeless services, and who spread money in many charitable sectors, is now fully behind Donald Trump. The New York Times is reporting that Salesforce CEO and owner of Time magazine, Mark Benioff, says the president should send National Guard troops into San Francisco. Benioff, as well as spreading vast sums of money around the city, at one point also tended toward the liberal side with other tech giants. He has now reached his reset, Benioff 2.0. He says there aren't enough cops on the streets in San Francisco. So he says, quote, if National Guard can be cops, I'm all for it. He says, quote, I fully support the president. I think he's doing a great job. He's not alone. Tim Cook, Apple CEO, gave the president a 24-karat gold gift along with a large pile of praise over the summer. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman calls Trump a refreshing change. So questions. Do these guys believe this, or are they just trying to protect their businesses? Are they correct? Is the president doing the right thing? Is tech going in the right direction? And education. Is the MIT move going to start a movement of resistance? And should the federal government be dictating what private universities' policies should be? What makes sense? Email me if you want, ed@baxternews.com.